I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello and happy Thursday, everyone. I hope everyone that's here in the Northeast is staying safe and dry. We did have a change of plans for today's show. I understand that if you're within, 300 or 500 miles of where I am, you've experienced some crazy storms and down trees and down power lines and power outages and road closures, and the technology has just been not working well. So I ended up postponing the new guests we were going to interview for this week because I wanted to make sure that everything went smoothly when we taped their conversations and shared them with you. So instead, I have pulled Janice Clark's Social Media Help Not Hype episode on Hootsuite 101. Hootsuite is something that I actually need to educate myself on. And this was her basic intro. And I wanted to play this for you guys today, listen to it myself, and then hopefully get her to do some of the more detailed information when she comes back. Her next episode in June is actually going to be a continuation of her Instagram lessons for us, but we will get her on Hootsuite sometime in the near future. As I went through and edited the episode to make it current and make sure I cut out anything that wasn't currently relevant, I found that some things with people calling in, I decided to leave in. We had a couple of call-ins or chat questions that she answered that I thought were actually really valid questions, and we actually got a phone call from someone named Matt at Hootsuite, who was listening and called us to thank us for putting out such great information about the app. So I was originally going to cut that out, and I thought, wow, that's really cool. Let me leave that in. I also want to say that some of the details that Janice gives about the free options and the paid options and the $9.99 a month, that's all changed now, but I didn't want to try to edit it such fine-tuned to just cut out the specifics of that and not her comments on why Hootsuite is worth it and why you want it. So just know that that information has changed as of now. Without further ado, here are Dory and Janice.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and our Tuesday Business Spotlight. You know I love Tuesdays, and today is why. It's my favorite Social Media Help Not Hype with the fantabulous Janice Clark. I know it's a made-up name, but I can do that. And I am so excited because she is going through Hootsuite today. And for those of you who use Hootsuite, it's such a great tool, but I use it all the time. There are probably 80% of it I don't know what to do. You know, I know what to do, what I know how to do, because Janice hasn't taken us through the rest of it. And so I'm really excited. And I'm thinking with everything that Hootsuite has, this is going to be a two-part show, maybe even three. So,
you know, this could be a 10-part show, Dory.
Well, there you go. And with everything that you have to share, and, you know, so with no further ado, the owner of BizM Solutions, Janice Clark.
Hi, Dory. Well, it is a fabulous, fabulous to be back today. So I have created a blog post. You can go over to my website at bizmsolutions.com, and on my blog you will see Hootsuite, the ultimate time saver for social media. And I did this because I wanted to show people who don't have an account set up, or maybe they just have an account set up, but they haven't really taken, you know, a full advantage of it. I wanted to give some really good screenshots about how to set the account up, how to create tabs, and how to create different streams so you can monitor different things. When I'm talking to a lot of different people, I find that they think Hootsuite is just about scheduling. And it is a lot about scheduling, but it is a fabulous monitoring tool. And they have really branched out to allow you to do things that, you don't really think about when you think about Hootsuite. So I wanted to give some very detailed instructions. We've got 30 minutes here on the show today, but I wanted to give some very specific screenshot instructions on my blog about setting up your account, creating those tabs, creating those streams, so you can sit down at your convenience and you can go ahead and get your account set up and start posting. I've gone through the blog how to do individual posts. I've shared how to do bulk scheduling. Now, you can either do a free or a paid account in Hootsuite, and I love free, don't get me wrong. I share free whenever I possibly can, but Hootsuite is $9.99 a month, and, you know, for the price, I got to tell you, worth so much more than that. Truly it is. It's a steal, and I would jump right into the paid version if you intend to, you know, do more than just put out one post every now and then. If you really want to use a social media management dashboard, and I'm going to go over some different functionalities in Hootsuite today that you probably aren't aware of, I would go ahead and do the paid version. Get yourself set up correctly. Social media is about more than just getting your posts out. You know, social media is it's an engagement. It's about engagement. It's not a dumping ground, you know. It's really to get out there and to talk and to listen and to have conversations. Hootsuite allows you to do that. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize you can do in Hootsuite is, and you know, I know we have some people who've shared they're going to be live with us today. I don't know if anybody, I'm sorry, I haven't logged into the dashboard, into the back end yet. If you have questions, I do encourage you to call in because people have had so many questions about this particular tool that I want to make sure that if you're here with us today that you get your questions answered. I don't want to jump ahead if you're still struggling to get your account set up. So I encourage you to call in and you know, let us know if you have questions or if there's something very specific you'd like me to talk about. But in the meantime, I'm going to kind of jump back in here, go to my blog, get your account set up, and then you can jump in here with us on Hootsuite. Something that a lot of people don't realize you can do is that you can actually follow conversations, those streams that you can create. Very commonly, we create streams to see our newsfeed. Streams to see when somebody mentions us. You know, we're all really interested. If somebody mentions us, we want to know about it. So you always create that stream. Sometimes a stream for direct messages. You know, we create different tabs for, you know, our Facebook page, our Twitter account, LinkedIn. A lot of people don't know that you can use those tabs for Facebook and LinkedIn. Hootsuite is not just for Twitter. You can manage a lot of different social networks right here in this dashboard. You can also follow hashtags and stay on top of conversations. I am a virtual attendee for Social Media Marketing World, and we have our own hashtag, and so I want to stay on top of that hashtag, and I want to make sure that I know what conversations are taking place, and we've had some video calls, and I've met some of these wonderful people. So I went into my Hootsuite, and I created a stream specifically for that hashtag. So now while I'm in Hootsuite, I can just click over there, see that tag, see the conversations that are going on. If you have Hootsuite open, I've had so many people, I tell them where to find this, and they go, oh, I didn't even know that was there. Open your Hootsuite with your dashboard right here in front of you. And you see on the far left, you see the menu bar. The black menu bar, dark gray menu bar with the little owl at the top. Just to the right of that, you'll see where you can choose which network that you want to post to, and you can see where to compose a message. That's about as far as most people get. But to the far right, you see a blank white bar, and it doesn't really stand out. But to the far right, you see a little bitty what looks like it's the icon for a magnifying glass. That's your search tool right there in Hootsuite. And you can enter any hashtag you'd like to follow. I'm sure everyone would like to follow Word of Mom Radio, hashtag WOM Radio. Enter that hashtag right there in the search box. Hit enter, and you will see all the tweets right there for Word of Mom Radio. And at the bottom of that little box that has popped up, you'll see save as a stream. Save it as a stream, and now you have a stream that you can quickly click on anytime you want to see all the conversations happening around Word of Mom Radio. You can do that for any conversation that you'd like to stay on top of. There are a lot of business conversations going out there, small business radio, and lots of different tweet chats happening that you may want to stay on top of. Hootsuite offers a wonderful opportunity for you to do that, so I highly encourage you to take advantage of just simple things like creating streams for the conversations that you want to be a part of. You can create these streams for, different people, that you want to follow. There's just so much you can do here, and I talk about this a little bit in the blog post, and I show you how to create these streams. And so I encourage you, again, to go over there and set up a few for yourself. I'm going through this rather quickly, and the reason for it is that Hootsuite is massive. There is so much to it, and the functionality is just phenomenal. If you're only using it for posts, you're only using, Dory, you're right. You're really only using a very small percentage of it, and there's just so much more that you can do with it. So I'm just kind of running through this. I've had several requests for Hootsuite, and so if you want me to talk more about something specific, reach out to us and let us know. We can do a whole show on following conversations in Hootsuite. Or a whole show on just the app directory, which is where we're gonna talk about next, but later in the show we'll be talking about the app directory. But if there's something specific you want me to cover, do let me know, because I am taking requests right now, and I have a whole list of things that people have asked me to cover, and I would just want to make sure that I get everything that that you guys are interested in hearing about.
Awesome. Thank you.
The bulk uploader is actually a function of Hootsuite Pro. And again, it's $9.99 a month. It is just completely phenomenal to use. There are a few limitations. I think you're allowed to upload, and I put exactly in my blog post, but memory and age being what it is, I can't remember the exact number, something like 350 messages that you can schedule across all of your social networks with the bulk uploader. And then you can't schedule duplicates. They all need to be individual messages. I've never scheduled the full 350. I normally don't have that much that I want to bulk upload. But I do like to upload, at least a week in advance, sometimes a couple of weeks in advance, just some content going out on a regular basis, especially during the summer months when we're in launch season and I have my hands tied so fully with many clients and lots of projects and campaigns going on. It's nice to be able to sit down and get that taken care of. And then as I have a few minutes, I can go over to Twitter and engage in conversations and thank people and share with people. And, I don't have to worry about days going by where my accounts go completely empty. I know it's taken care of. So I do like the functionality of the bulk uploader. Another thing a lot of people don't think about with Twitter is that it really offers some wonderful analytics. Now, the analytics in Twitter gives you 50 points to use towards anything in your analytics. And again, I mentioned this. I just kind of skimmed through these things briefly in the blog post. And after that, you do have to pay as you want additional reports. But I got to tell you, if you want nice reports for yourself, or if you're working with clients who want social media reporting, it doesn't cost that much. And it's great to be able to go in here. You can get reporting on any of your networks. You can connect this to your Google Analytics, so you can get nice reporting on Google Analytics and traffic going to your website through Twitter or any of your other accounts that are connected here. It just they offer some beautiful, beautiful reports, so I encourage you to take a look at these. At the very least, use your 50 points and get something for yourself. Just take a look at it and see what's available. They offer so much here that I know a lot of people really aren't taking advantage of. You can build custom reports. It's just incredible what they have to offer here in the analytics section. My favorite thing, we talked about Hootsuite on the show once a very long time ago, and I did a call on it, and it was one of our more popular calls, I believe. But since then, Twitter has added an app directory that I have fallen in love with. Hootsuite has added an app directory that I've fallen in love with. It has taken Hootsuite so far beyond just a scheduling tool. I can't even begin to tell you. I highly encourage you to get into your account here and take a look in the back end and see all the different apps that you can integrate with your Hootsuite account. It pretty much allows you to manage your any social media campaign, any marketing campaign right here in one dashboard.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANACARATURO-KIND campaign. Thank you.
So we are back on Word of Mom Radio with Janice Clark, and we are doing Hootsuite. We were talking about the app directory.
Yes, one of my favorite new toys is the app directory. You'll get in here, and it's almost it's easy to become addicted to this thing. instead of just posting in Hootsuite, Dori, you get all your posts taken care of here in Hootsuite. You can check your Gmail here. You can check your Instagram account right here and like things. You can manage your databases right in here. Check out your Google Docs and easily share photos and things right from your Google Docs, all here within Hootsuite, never leaving it. I'm not sure how many apps they've got, but they have a lot, several hundred at the very least, different apps that you can connect. Some are free, some are paid. So it really just kind of depends upon what you're looking to do. Instagram is the very first one I tried out because I love the idea of being able to have a quick Instagram stream that I could just check on here. Go to the app directory. On the far left side, that black menu bar where the little owl is up at the top, scroll over there and that black sidebar opens and click on your app directory. Scroll around through here. You can look at all the apps. You can choose new apps or featured apps. You can search for specific apps that you're interested in looking at here. Scroll down through here, and there's even a place to request an app. That's neat. So if there's something that you would like to see them offer, that you can take a look down through there and make a request. I like that. There
Janice?
Is yes,
Janice. We actually have
yes.
a question in the chat room. How do
okay.
you delete an account you have previously set up, a previous social network that you've set up? How do you delete it?
How do you delete a Facebook account or a Twitter account or which one?
Yeah, one of the social media accounts.
No, I mean, they're all different. Yeah, it's all
okay.
different. So, yeah, it's all different. So, yeah, it depends on what exactly you're trying to do. And I might have to go take a look for you here because they do change that pretty frequently. They keep it moving on me.
Interesting. I find it interesting that they would change how you delete something. That's kind of interesting.
Well, they change your menu items change all the time in social networking sites. It's constantly changing. They're moving things around. And that's not a function they want to be front and center. they want you to have to look for it a little bit. And in some instances, for example, Facebook, you can delete a Facebook account. However, next year, if you think, oh, you know what, I'd really like my account back, if you go to pull it back up again, all your information is still there. It's never actually deleted once you create it.
It's a Google Plus account. She had a second Google Plus account in there she wants to delete.
Well, that's a very complicated one. Google Plus gets complicated because it's attached to so many different apps. If what you have is a Google Plus completely standalone account, it's not attached to a YouTube account. It's not attached to a Gmail. I mean, it's just a completely standalone random account that you created for some reason in there. You can go in and you can delete it by going to your settings, and I'm opening mine right now so I can tell you specifically where. If you click on the upper right-hand corner, you see your profile, and you click on your account, and you wait for the computer to load. Sit and wait. At the very bottom, it says, delete Google account and data. Now, what typically happens at that point is you get a big pop-up saying, ho, wait a minute. You're going to lose everything if you really delete this. You can also delete the Google Plus profiles and features, but it will get rid of the account. I've never had anyone try to go back and reinstate it. I think once it deletes on Google, I think it's gone. I'm sure it's still on servers somewhere, but I don't think you can't get it back as easily as you can a Facebook account. The issue with a lot of Google accounts is that it's attached to a YouTube account. Or it's attached to something else, and you might, you know, it gets really hairy. You're not really sure what you're supposed to be doing. Or if you can delete it, or you delete one and you don't want to delete the other, the great news is that Google Plus offers fabulous customer service. And if you will call Google, there's actually a customer service number that will get you through to a live human being who can help you if you run into problems. One of my favorite things about Google. Whoever's asking you the question, if you still run into problems, if you need some help, you know, feel free to reach out to me anytime, and I'll do what I can for you, certainly. But how you delete it will just depend on whether it's a completely standalone account or if it does happen to be attached to a YouTube account or some other account that you don't want to get rid of.
She said it's attached to an email account. And Matt is here, and it's Matt from Hootsuite, and he just wanted to say thank you for sharing all
hey,
the
Matt.
Great tips. Janice, we appreciate it.
Hey, Matt. I love Hootsuite. Oh, my goodness. If you only knew. Hootsuite is actually one of the original tools I started using when I started working in social media. And so I've really been in love with Hootsuite for many, many years. And I can't say enough good things about everything from the customer service to the actual functionality. I thank you so much, Matt. I'm feeling very honored that you came today.
It's like, well, how very nice to know that, you know, Hootsuite knows that we are out there sharing this great tool. Because, I mean, you and I have talked about this forever. It was the first tool you walked me through.
Yeah.
Way, way, way back when. You know, it was the first and really the only... You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, pretty much. And, you know, I went Hootsuite Pro a long time ago just because, and I know I am only scratching the surface of all of the things now that Hootsuite can do because I love that they're forever evolving because of the evolving face of social media. So it's wonderful that they're not just like, okay, well, we're done and, you know, here's what we have. I love that they're I love that they're adding things without changing how it works. Thank you.
They really do stay on top of things, and they make it very easy to use, too.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, let's face it. How many shows have you done on the new changes of Facebook? Because every other week, everything has changed on Facebook, and how you use it changes. The fact that Hootsuite adds things and enhances what you can do without changing the basic functions that have already been there for people like us that aren't 17 and don't have 5 second time span.
Hey, you know. Speak for yourself.
Exactly. Well, hey, I'm 17 in my soul, but, you know, it's
speak for yourself. I'm 19.
You know, and that's the wonderful thing. This is the great thing about Hootsuite. It's one of my favorite things. As they add things, what they've already been able to do doesn't change, and it works the same exact way it worked before. So
and it always works. I like it. Yeah, you guys do a fabulous job, Matt.
Yep, you guys do. We're huge fans. All right, back to Hootsuite.
You know, I was just talking about the app directory, and I really encourage you. I encourage you to spend a little time back in there because there is something for everyone. You know, I've used and I've had great success with the apps that I've used, and I'm continuing. I'm always testing and trying new things and adding new things. And I encourage you just to take a little time, grab a cup of caffeine, go back there and scroll through the apps. There's content apps to help you curate content if you're looking to find good content. There's great apps for that. You know, there are Flickr apps. There are, again, you can, check your Gmail, manage your Instagram. You can manage multiple accounts. YouTube, your blog, you can blog right there. Manage your email campaigns. There's something for everyone. This dashboard is certainly not just about scheduling your posts. If you're only scheduling your posts, you're missing most of what Hootsuite really has to offer. So spend a little time back in there, go through it, add some apps, play around a little bit, and you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with all that they have to offer. Dory, did you learn anything new today? You always, I always like to ask you. Dory's always wonderful with feedback.
I just
was
added
able to
my
share
Instagram
anything
account.
You added
I
what?
I just added my Instagram. I added my Instagram account to
Hootsuite.
I didn't know
you're
you could do that
it.
Because, like I said, I haven't really been in the app directory because you hadn't walked me through it yet. So now my Instagram is in there.
And I follow here's what I find.
Radio. I'm like, who knew I could create my own stream? So I could see how many people are tweeting us and talking about us and retweeting us and stuff. I love you, Janice. You're the best.
Yeah, I love you, too. You know, it saves so much time. There's little things that you can do. It saves so much time when you don't have to go back into your Twitter account and search hashtags and then go to another window and open your Instagram account and go to another window and open your Gmail and go to another window. It's all right here. And you know, I find that we are a society of looking for the holy grail, looking for that one thing. We've talked about this before. We're always chasing the next shiny object, and we sign up for these tools, and then we tend to forget what they do, or we don't stay on top of the changes being made. So maybe you signed up for Hootsuite years ago just to schedule posts. And that's wonderful. That's originally why I signed up for it as well. But I find what very often people do is then they just keep looking for another tool. Ooh, I need a tool to manage Instagram. What can I use? Ooh, I need a tool to help me with leads. Ooh, I need a tool to help me with this, that, the other thing. Hootsuite has it right here. It's got a ton of that functionality right here in one place, and it is the closest thing to the Holy Grail that I found, certainly for a small to medium-sized business. You don't have thousands of dollars every month for and that's what it costs for a complete social media dashboard. This offers such excellent functionality at such a small price. I can't say enough good things about them. So
I want to share Matt's comment. I want to share Matt's comment. Says, thanks, Janice. We're very lucky to have advocates like yourselves using our product, and we'd love to have you join our ambassador family. I'll tweet more information over for you all. So
love it. Love it. I can't wait. I'll be looking for it.
I just said you couldn't ask for a better ambassador. I don't know if you had a chance, Matt. I posted the link earlier to Janice's website, to the blog post on Hootsuite. Here, I'm going to do it again so you have it, and where she's got screenshots and everything. Guys, I really recommend going to this and taking a look, because talk about step by step. You know, it can't get any easier than this, except if Janice does it for you, which, you know, she's doing it for you. That's why she put up that blog post. You know, so she's doing it for you and everybody else you want to share it with. You know? So, all right. Because we're winding up over here. I knew that. See, I scheduled 45 minutes for this show, even though I know we only have it for 30. Because I knew we'd wind up going over. I knew we'd wind up going over a couple of minutes, and I knew this was going to be a call that everybody was going to be listening to, and I didn't want it to wind up in archive. You know,
I've had a lot of requests at the end of it. I've had a ton of requests for the show, and it's something, you know, I'm always taking requests for blog posts and for radio show ideas, and this is one topic that I've had a ton of requests for. So I'm sure we're going to be doing some more shows, because there's a lot of functionality I'd love to go into detail about, and we just didn't have the time. We should do a Google Hangout one day, really, so I can share on my screen and actually walk people through some of these tasks.
Well, you know what? I am a huge fan of, you know, taking something like this that has so many functions and doing a show just on each tab, you know, to be able to go in. And I mean, you know, guys, for those of you who don't feel like you know how to do things like this, they make it so simple. I mean, really, while we were on this call, I added our Word of Mom radio stream, which I didn't know that I could follow that hashtag. No clue. And then I just added Instagram, and I'm going to be adding our YouTube channel to my Hootsuite dashboard. And that way I have everything right there. And you know what? I don't know about you, but when things get really crazy, I mean, I have used that bulk uploader when I'm at conferences and things like that. And I have had, because I've been gone for a week, and people are like, wow, you're always online. I'm like, no, Hootsuite is. I am just a figment of your imagination. Because this put me out there, you know. And I've actually had stuff. I mean, our sponsor tweets, because gosh, goodness forbid that I am just too busy to get anywhere. I always want to make sure we're tweeting out our sponsors and the fabulous women in our mompreneur marketplace. I schedule them out a month in advance. Mm-hmm. And I go in and make sure every single day 4 or 5 tweets are going out a day on our different sponsors. And with that uploader, you can go in and see, and it's like, oh, you know what? I've bunched things too much together. Wait a minute. Let me go in here and move this here and move that there. Oh, this is my best time online. Wait a minute. Let me move these 5 here. And it's amazing what you can do. It really, truly is amazing what these kind of tools can do for you. And for your business.
That's right. The time savings alone, for me anyway, you know, for those of you who don't know me, I've got a little one here, and I've got a home and a dog and a family, and then that's all before I start running the business at 6 a.m., you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm a huge fan of things that save me time and actually produce results, and this is one tool that I have just sang the praises of for many years now, and I'm sure I will continue to do so, because you just can't do the job without it. There are a lot of other great tools out there. You know, I use a lot of different tools, and I share the benefits of lots of tools online, a different tool for everything and a different tool for every client. And, you know, everyone needs something a little different. But I think everyone needs Hootsuite. This is just a fabulous, fabulous tool. And I say this, and I'm not making any money saying it. I just share it simply because it is just that fabulous, just a phenomenal tool. And if you aren't using it, you're really missing out.
Hey, here's a quick question. How do you change the name on your Hootsuite if you have changed your profile? You know, because I went from Word of Mom Dory, and I did the Safety Bags Dory because – rather than trying to start from scratch with a whole bunch of other things, how do you change that in your stream? Just the top
in your
part
tabs there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
just click on the tab.
Yeah. Duh.
Double click. No, duh. You know, no duh. It's not like breathing. You weren't born with this information. Okay. It's never be afraid to ask a question because they're all important and there's so much information we're trying to take in on a daily basis that it's okay. You just double click on those tabs and you can easily change the name of any tab you'd like to change the name of.
And I just did. It's amazing. I'm serious. You know what? It really is remarkable the things that you can do and the time-saving tools that are out there. So I am guessing that 2 weeks from now, Janice, we're doing Hootsuite part two, and we'll figure out what, you know, maybe going through the app directory and you know, what these apps are for people that aren't even using them yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and I would love, you know, the people who have been listening to the show, I would love your feedback, certainly. And we'll be sharing the archives after today's show. If you have a question that I didn't answer, or if there's something that you would like to hear about Hootsuite, I do get a lot of requests for the show. I've gotten a lot of requests for some time sharing with people all the different aspects of Hootsuite, so I would love to do another show. If there is something you would like me to talk about, let me know. Send me a tweet. Let me know, you know, what you would like to hear about, because we may very well do a Hootsuite part two to cover in more detail some aspect that we just didn't go over today.
That was some great information, and I'm really happy to be able to share it with you again. Next week, we will have Family Week. Monday, we talk to Faith Clark. She is an autism mom, author of Parenting Like a Ninja, and a coach for other autism moms. We will have Luisa Fuentes of the Fraser Firm. She is a family advocate and specializes in domestic violence cases. That will be on Tuesday. And on Thursday, Dory speaks to David Caraturo. We have been sharing his PSA regarding the kind campaign that his family has taken on since the tragic death of his daughter, Juliana, as a result of being bullied. And Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, who has been working tirelessly for years to end the cycles that lead to people becoming bullies in the first place. Please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most important, to be yourself and make it a great day. Thank you, everybody.